Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 1st, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. During Apple's earnings call yesterday, Tim Cook announced that Apple Pay will soon expand in the US and around the world. Apple Pay is already supported by over 20 countries around the globe, and starting later this year, Germany will finally join in. Back in the U.S., Cook shared that both CVS drugstores and 7-Eleven convenience stores will soon accept Apple Pay as well. CVS notably blocked support for Apple Pay when it launched in 2014 over an exclusive deal with a competing mobile payment service called Currency that has since failed. Most CVS locations already have contactless payment terminals in place, too, so accepting payments via iPhone and Apple Watch shouldn't require a lengthy rollout. Also in the Apple Pay space, Chase has announced that nearly all of its 16,000 ATMs across the U.S. now support Apple Pay transactions. Chase first started rolling out support at select ATMs 2 years ago. Now, nearly all Chase ATMs let customers withdraw cash just by waving their virtual debit card in Apple's Wallet app on iPhone or Apple Watch without the need for a physical debit card in person. Wells Fargo and Bank of America also support Apple Pay transactions at supported ATMs. And Wall Street has responded positively to Apple's quarterly results after yesterday's earnings report. Apple stock traded at $200 and closed above $200 for the first time today after opening at an all-time high, with Apple's market capitalization now valued at over $988 billion. Apple is poised to become the first company valued at $1 trillion soon. And finally, Vanity Fair has published an intimate excerpt from Lisa Brennan-Jobs' upcoming memoir entitled Small Fry. In the excerpt, Brennan-Jobs write candidly about her experience growing up without her father, Steve Jobs, for years before he acknowledged her, plus an anecdote about how it took Bono from U2 asking Jobs if the Lisa computer was named after her, for Jobs to finally admit it. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily and Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.